Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Hi, is that Mr. David, how are you doing today? Is this a good time to talk? You know the routine, and I'm not sure if robocall is better or worse. Or the call where they call you and immediately hang up. For a long time, I was recommending utilities like spam filters such as Truecaller to mitigate against the scourge of big sales gone very wrong. And while I'm doing this show, indulge me in a quick rant. Estate agents, if you're listening, having access through sales records to my private data is not justification to call me. And if you abuse this, my personal protest is never to engage with your company. Rant over. I'm not, in fact, here to rage against the machine. I'm here to offer you, dear listener, a faint glowing ember of hope. Because if you call now to nationalopt-out.org, well, not call, but visit their website, you can actually opt out of national databases, and it may just work. Regulation that for once seems on our side. The DMA National Opt-Out Database, it actually exists, and I'm only slightly cynically about to quote from them. Registering on this database will mean that you will not be contacted by members of the DMA, Direct Marketing Association of South Africa. This helps you to make sure that your address, email address, telephone, and cell number are no longer available to organizations who are members of the DMA, who want to make offers and send information that you do not wish to receive. You can also do this by contacting companies directly and asking them not to contact you. Yeah, right. Before you register, however, you should reflect on the fact, I'm still quoting, that registering may well prevent you from receiving information which you would really like to have, thereby cutting you off from relevant and worthwhile opportunities. For example, charities use telemarketing as an economical way to raise awareness and much-needed support. Again, yeah, right. If you are happy to receive direct marketing contacts from some companies but not others, contact the companies who you do not wish to hear from and ask them to remove your details from their contact lists. Yet another yeah, right. Registering your details could stop all contacts from all companies registered with the DMA, including charities and voluntary organizations that you might want to support. So much for that. Anyway, the steps. You go on to www.nationalopt-out.org. National opt-out, no punctuation, one word, .org. Input your ID and contact details and the email address and phone numbers you want removed. They will respond with an email, which you then have 5 days in turn to respond to. Click the little click through. If you don't respond within 5 days, they delete your request and you have to put it in again. They then claim a 6-week wait to remove you from the DMA databases to be completed. Let's hope this helped. It has for me so far. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.